The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Wait a minute. Do you still think politics is boring? Well, not when you can say fun words like caucus. Yes, it's fun words like caucus and more. With the intellectual, intersexual, and intersectional, Nicole Sandler on NicoleSandler.com.
I am back, although, of course I am, and it looks like our streaming is screwed up. Not only that, we're not on Progressive Voices today because Progressive Voices, well, long story, I'll explain later. We're starting off today with a new song parody from a new source, I think my new favorite. Their screen name is @ScaredKetchup. Oh, do enjoy. Take it away, Scared Ketchup.
Warm smell of kofifi.
Ah! All right, you know, this is what happens when I'm off the air for a week. I screw up. All right, let's try again. Take two. Take it away, Donald.
On a dark desert highway. Aquanet in my hair. Warm smell of kofifi. Rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance. Saw Mike Pence on his bike. His hair was short. He had an earring in. He looked just like a dyke. Jack Smith stood in the doorway. There was no mistaking his smell. And I was thinking to myself, I hope that bitch goes straight to hell. Mark Meadows is a loser, a turncoat and a fake. He threw me under the bus so hard that it made my hair break. Welcome to the Hotel Macedonia. It's where the Trumpers play. It's where the Trumpers stay. Plenty of room at the Hotel Macedonia. Where you can always hear.
I still like beer.
Tiffany and Eric are twisted. Gary Busey's their real dad. Ivanka and Jared are losers. Donald Jr., just sad. They all want my money, so here comes a surprise. All that crap about being rich, it was all a pack of lies. Mirror above the toilet. Diet Coke with limes. And she said,
we are all just prisoners here,
you know,
for committing crimes.
Relax,
said Tucker Carlson.
We are programmed to deceive.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Welcome to the Hotel Macedonia.
It's where the Trumpers play. It's where the Trumpers stay.
Living it up at the Hotel Macedonia.
For the next 20 years.
Ah, Kofifi.
You can find him here.
Oh.
Hey, big fella, I brought you some reading materials.
Please don't say your emails.
It's my emails.
Holy mother of I told you not to say that.
If you want to see this next Trump music video, Macedonia Love, please like, sub, share. It is on Twitter, also on YouTube, which is where the video was, at Scared Ketchup. I just came across that today. How brilliant is that? I love the creativity of people. I really hate some people, but I love the creativity of others. So, hi. Wasn't that funny? I thought that was a good way to come back. There's a new Randy Rainbow, too, that I was going to open with a few days ago, and I didn't wind up doing a show. So we'll get to that a little later on. A lot of stuff to get to today. Sorry about last week. Just shit going on. You know, trying to navigate my way through life. And there's so much that happened that I'm not even going to attempt to go through it. Oh, let me tell you, because I'm seeing a lot of comments in the chat room on Scared Ketchup. This person, whoever it is, uses AI, artificial intelligence, to make what really are deep fake videos. If you go, and I will put a link to their YouTube page where I post the show. It'll be at NicoleSandler.com/6-26-23. That's today's date. That's how it works. No paywall. So go and watch and listen and share freely. I'll put a link to more to that page so you can see some of the other stuff. It's both hysterically funny because this person's very creative, but also really scary because it just shows how easily someone can be manipulated. their image, their voice, and made to say things that they would never say. Welcome to our brave new world. I've spent the last couple hours swatting trolls on the Twitters. Why? Because I commented earlier today on a video someone shared. Apparently, Bobby Kennedy Jr. was on Bill Maher. I'm guessing Friday night. Now, I don't watch Maher anymore. I stopped probably 2 years ago. And I got to tell you, we were devoted fans. I mean, paid many times to see him in concert. Denzel says, Nicole isn't wearing a tank top. Wow. I actually am. I thought I'd cover up a little bit today because who knows? The trolls may come, they may not. I don't care. But I've had enough comments about my looks today on Twitter because, you know, that's all they've got. I'm 63 years old, bitches, bring it. Anyway, where was it? Oh, Bill Maher. No, we went to see him a number of times. He has just gotten really crotchety in his old age. He's older than I am. And yes, I'm old. And, you know, he always leaned a bit libertarian. But now, you know, I called him a shill in this tweet. And a lot of them are shilling for what? Shilling for the assholes, shilling for the anti-vaxxers, shilling for the conspiracy theorists, shilling for the science deniers and the flat earthers and everybody else who is jumping on the Bobby Kennedy Jr. bandwagon, most of whom are right wingers. Because you know what? QAnon embraced JFK Jr. So now I guess maybe they finally realized he's dead. He's dead. And so, oh, well, there's another Kennedy spawn. We'll make him our hero. Oh, and he, you know, he triggers the libs. So he's got to be great. I have story after story. And maybe story is the wrong word to use because it infers fiction. Article, news, receipts. After receipts, after receipts that show Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a fucking nut job. And if you want to believe what he says, go for it. Yeah, Lauren said, Maher lost me a couple of years ago, too. He's not funny anymore. And so I dared to post what WTF happened. See, and I didn't even, he asked a question. He asked Bill Maher on Twitter. Asked the question, he asked, is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s position on vaccines that unreasonable? Yes! Yeah, and here was my answer. Yes, it is, you fucking shill. WTF happened to you. You used to be funny. Now you're just a bitter, ugly old man. By the way, you know, they're always talking about the ratios. Let's see. On this count, and it's always wrong because Twitter today, run by Elmo, is all foobar. But what 87 replies, 21 retweets, and 347 likes. I think the ratios are on my side. Just think. Anyway, I've been swatting trolls all day because I'm not going to engage with these. It's hard to call them people. With these trolls because most of them are bots. You look and you go to their main page, their title page or whatever it's called, and you'll see been a member of Twitter in some cases since 2016 and they have 5 followers. Good indication that it's probably a bot. There's not real people, so I'm just blocking them. Also, I don't have in-depth conversations on Twitter. I do it here. So, you know what? If you really have an argument, you want to argue that as RFK Jr. is arguing that vaccines cause autism, I'm the wrong person to argue with because I'm not a doctor. And guess what? Neither is he. Neither is he. But it doesn't matter to these people because, he's a Kennedy. Ooh, he's going to come back and he's going to be Joe Biden. No, he'll be Donald Trump's running mate. Actually, some of them believe it. You know, Adam Kinzinger, I'm not a big fan of Adam Kinzinger. I give him lots of credit for speaking up when most in his party would not. So he has the bravery gene. He's got balls, as most Republicans don't. Although I think Jim Jordan's probably have shrunken and sucked up in his body by now, based on the ruling that came down from the court today. But we'll get into that later, perhaps, if we have time. Here's a text I just got. Bill is a sorry excuse for a human. I stopped looking at real time in 2017. Pam, I try to give people a chance. I held on and held on. And David actually held on longer than I did. And one day I'm like, I'm done. I can't watch this shit anymore. It's like, oh, I just want to see how he handles this guest. I said, good, I'll go in the other room. You tell me when you're done. And he did. Because he didn't last too much longer. But anyway, Adam Kinzinger has a Twitter list. It's a multi-tweet list of things that Trumpers believe. Things that these trolls who've been harassing me all day believe. So let's go through them, shall we? It's just more proof of the alternate universe in which they all live. And unfortunately, we're there too, because we have to listen to this shit. I call it opposite world.
Everything you thought you knew, you never knew it all. Sideways is straight ahead. Facts no longer matter. Reality is now fiction. There's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, opposite world.
It is. It is opposite world. And I often struggle to explain, because I think it should be apparent what I mean by opposite world. But here, this list that Adam Kinzinger put together is a good compendium of why I call it opposite world. Number one, JFK is alive. I think it should be JFK Jr. I don't think they're saying that President Kennedy is still alive, but they're saying Jr. is, you know, the one who was piloting the airplane that went down off of Cape Cod. Yeah, he's alive and he's going to come back and be their QAnon savior. Oh, maybe he is Q. What do I know? Number two, the vaccine has microchips in it. Ah! Yeah. Okay. Number three, the vaccine is magnetized. Oh, we remember that. Is it magnet? No. Number four, the vaccine causes every death since it was created. COVID was caused by 5G towers. Well, actually, Bobby Kennedy thinks Wi-Fi causes cancer, so it's not that far-fetched. Number six, COVID was the flu. Number seven, COVID doesn't exist. Number eight, Trump won the election. number nine, Italy hacked with spy satellites. Number 10, but wait, it was the CIA. Number 11, Trump is still president. Number 12, Michelle Obama is actually a man. Number 13, Adam Kinzinger created ISIS. Well, just sort of, he wrote. Number 14, January 6th didn't happen, but it did happen because it was A, the FBI, or B, Antifa, or C, Ray Epps, or D, amazing patriots who love our country. I need to get another one of these up here. Yeah. So scary. Number 15, the feds organized January 6th using Antifa and amazing patriots who love our country. Don't you know? Here. There you go. Let's see. Number 16, RFK Jr. will be Trump's running mate.
Come on, man.
Number 17, oh, this is one of my favorites. Democrats and rhinos like me, this is Adam Kinzinger writing this, drink babies' blood and scare them so we can harvest adrenochrome. Adrenochrome. Adrenochrome! It's eerily the same plot from Monsters, Inc. Oh, my God! Number 18. Putin is trying to stop the one world order. Number 19, the Illuminati is real and I'm a member. Number 20, the UN is taking over America. Number 21, 8 years ago, Jade Helm was when the feds took over the state of Texas. Thank God for patriots like Louis Gohmert. Ah! And Greg Abbott. Ah! Who stopped it? Ah! Let's see. The UN is taking over America. I did that already, right? Number 22, the U.S. caused the coup in Russia, but it failed. So it wasn't the U.S. that it was that Putin is just so amazing. Number 23, Elon Musk loves free speech and isn't an addict to cheap dopamine hits. Number 24, Twitter is succeeding. Number 25, congressmen get their pensions for life. Yes, that's true in the same way that they fly first class on the people's dime. Yeah. Number 26, the U.S. forced Russia to attack Ukraine. Of course. Number 27, biolabs, because the U.S. just has a deep interest in producing WMD in Ukraine. Number 28, Trump won.
Come on, man.
29, Trump is a victim of everything, but also supermanly. Number 30, there are no snowflakes in the right. Number 31, Josh Hawley is strong. Number 32, Marjorie Taylor Greene is the future. Number 33, MAGA brainworms aren't real.
Bullshit.
Number 34, Russian military is strong because woke.
Bullshit.
Number 35, your dollar bill has symbols of the New World Order the Founding Fathers put in, but also the Founding Fathers are perfect and we need to return to those days, but they love Satan, but head explodes. Welcome to Opposite World. Whoops, wrong one.
Facts no longer matter. Reality is now fiction. There's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Opposite World.
So there you go. It is Opposite World. We are in a world filled with anti-vaxxer, conspiracy theorists, science-denying flat earthers who think JFK Jr. is still alive and Donald Trump is actually president. Now, as to him doing a good job, they can't really believe that. That's why, again, that's even more Opposite World. So we'll get further into Opposite World as time goes on. But I prepared a few things for it. By the way, the phone lines are open should you care to call in. 954-889-6410. You can Skype to Nicole Sandler. I mean, there's so much we can talk about. The whole media obsession with the Titanic submarine thing. So let's just review for a moment. Five very wealthy people, and we've learned since, one of them, I think a 17-year-old boy who did not want to go, but a billionaire father demanded he, and the kid wanted to please his father, and so he went, though he was terrified. Well, that imploded. And the world, for some reason, have been paid, I don't know how many millions of dollars, to try to find these five people, even though after the fact, we learned that they had evidence that the thing imploded before they sent out the militia or the cavalry or whoever went to find them in the murky waters of Newfoundland. So why did we spend all those millions of dollars? Now, five people. Okay. In the last month alone, I can't give you the actual number because honestly, I haven't kept track, but I've noticed at least two or three stories, news articles about migrants, about people who left bad situations, trying to find a better situation. And their boats, such as they were, sunk, and everybody on board drowned. In cases, hundreds of them. And you know what? In most cases, you didn't even see news coverage of it. Not even one CNN star. I wouldn't know about CNN because I don't watch CNN anymore. But there's no coverage. But the five billionaires did something incredibly stupid and went on the submersible down to the bottom of the Titanic. And nothing. Yes, Rick in the chat room, thousands of refugees have drowned in recent months. And you hear nothing in the media. Not a word. But five billionaires, wall-to-wall coverage. In what world does that make sense? I'll tell you. In opposite world. Hey, Spocko.
This is not Spocko. Oh. This is JFK. You remember me?
I thought you were dead.
Like my son, the dead is a very flexible term now. And I just wanted to say my nephew, RFK Jr., he's a screw up. He do not listen to him. I mean, I have a reason that I have mental problems, but he has his own real problems. So don't listen to him.
Okay. Thanks for just backing up what I've been saying all along. I'm not. You know what? I tried to listen to this clip, the one that I commented on Twitter that set off this, swarming of the trolls. It's a dance, like the flight of the bumblebees. It's the swarming of the trolls. Anyway, I tried to listen to it, and it was the most inarticulate thing I heard, both from Bobby, who, I'm sorry, I do not make fun of people's infirmities. He's right. Got some weird throat thing going on. It's right. Like, oh God, what was her name? The broadcaster. Was it Diane Rehm who had on NPR, who had the, I don't know, it was throat polyps or something. Some people just don't have a voice for public speaking.
I wanted to say, besides doing my Mayor Quimby impression, which I wanted to do, I always like to give some actual facts to this.
Yeah.
RFK Jr. was listed in a report done by my friends at the Center for Countering Digital Hate that he was the number two biggest spreader of disinformation about vaccine.
Yes.
Vaccines.
Yes.
They did a report called the Disinformation Dozen, and they spread 2/3 of the disinformation about vaccines, these 12 people, and he was number two. And what I like to tell to people about this is that we oftentimes hear, well, there's nothing you can do, it's his free speech, blah, blah, blah. This kind of disinformation is deadly, mm-hmm. It's dangerous, mm-hmm. And it came up with my other friend, Dr. Peter Hoetes.
Oh, go, and then I've got to say something about Dr. Peter Hoetes, who's great, by the way.
Exactly. And it had to do with him being on the Joe Rogan show where they could do some sort of debate. And one of the things that I know about this particular situation, it is not a debate. It is a spreading of disinformation. And frankly, it's something that Spotify, as the publisher of Joe Rogan, should not be allowing to happen. And I want to go back to, again, this report. This is based on a study by my friends at the Center for Countering Digital Hate.
Mm-hmm.
They did the report. They presented it to Congress. Congress had the CEOs of these platforms up there. And they said, oh, yeah, this is terrible. It's against our terms of conditions. It's wrong. And we're going to do something about it. And by do something about it, it says we will deplatforming, because deplatforming does make a difference. They said they would do it, and they said, here are the people, we know it, and Congress said, great, do it. A month later, they did a sequel of it, a follow-up, and it turns out of the 12, only nine were still there, and one of them was RFK, only slightly reduced.
Yeah.
So they lied about that they would do it. They agreed that they would do it. They told Congress they'd do it, and they didn't, because they keep making money off of it. And MN, the CEO, said, this is why there needs to be a financial penalty for this.
Uh-huh.
Not just like, oh, yeah, we'll do something and there's nothing to do. Whenever people say, oh, it's too big, we don't know, we can't do anything, they're lying to you. Okay, so now tell me about Dr. Hoetes.
Okay, Dr. Hoetes. So this all started today because there's a guy who I've known, and I mean, doing air quotes, because I kind of know him. He was a radio listener of mine back in Los Angeles. And we were both Bruce Springsteen fans, so we became friendly. Later on, I realized he's, you know, he's a right winger, and he's like deep down the rabbit hole there. And he posted something about Dr. Hotez, and this is after we had communicated about the current Springsteen tour. And he's like, well, I'm just not in favor of anybody censoring free speech. So because Dr. Hotez, a brilliant scientist and medical doctor, did not want to go on Joe Rogan's show to debate a politician, a lawyer, over medicine, that would be like me debating a lawyer about the law. It's not my area of expertise. I'll debate you about music. I'll do music over politics even. But Dr. Hotez said, I'm not going to participate in a circus. I will come back on your show, Joe Rogan, Jerry Springer, reincarnated. But by myself for an interview, I'm not going to debate some shill. Yes, I use the word shill for the people who don't believe in science and vaccines. That's not what he's there for. But this guy, Drew, is a, is censoring free speech.
Bullshit.
That's bullshit. So I asked him, how is he censoring free speech? And then he came back again and said something along the lines of, oh, and especially, you know, when all these conspiracy theories that have been proven true, like, well, hold the horse. Name one. One conspiracy theory that's been proven true. And he couldn't. And then I invoked this RFK thing, and then the trolls came out. So,
was this on Twitter?
It was on Twitter. But what I said was about Bill Maher. Bill Maher, in this video, posted a video of him talking to Bobby Jr. I guess it was Friday night. I don't know. I don't watch a show anymore. And he asked the question, is Robert F. Kennedy's Jr.'s position on vaccines that unreasonable? He asked a question. I answered it. My answer was, yes, it is, you fucking shill. WTF happened to you. You used to be funny. Now you're just a bitter, ugly old man. By the way, when I call somebody ugly, I'm not talking physicality. I'm talking about his persona. He is an ugly, nasty, mean, sexist, horrible person. He's gotten bitter. Not saying anything about me. You can call me bitter, and yeah, in many ways I am. It's not about me. This was my comment about Bill Maher. And the trolls came out. You know what most of the comments were about?
Who are you to call anybody ugly, bitch?
Really? That's what you got? So anyway, it's been a fun day blocking people. But more to the point, this Bill Maher, let me play this for you so you can hear why I said it was unintelligible. It was impossible. Oh, you're not going to be able to hear it on here, Spocko.
Oh, that's okay. I can switch to something else to listen
no,
to it.
Okay. You're going to have to hang up because it comes up on the same pot. That you, it's this radio talk here. You come up on this one fader on my board, the same one that this video is going to come up on that I'm about to play. So Spocko's gone. Okay, so now you can listen. Let me play this. I will try to bring the video up if I can. I don't know if I have this screen showing or not, but just so you can hear and just hear how inarticulate both of these men are. Okay. Oh, here it is. I do have it there. I can bring it up. So you can see for yourself how inarticulate both of these men are. All right, Bill Maher.
On the side that shows that autism is caused by vaccines, there's over 100 studies. I, in fact, did a book in which I listed all of those studies and digested them, in other words, summarized them all, and you can go and source them. And I have over 450 studies summarized, and I have 1,400 citations.
Okay. Okay. And they bitch that Joe Biden has a hard time spitting it out? Just saying.
Campaign is.
I'm not talking about this stuff on my campaign. I'm just talking to you and me.
That's a ridiculous assumption. Of course you're going to have to talk about it.
If somebody asks me, I'm going to.
They're all going to ask you. Are you serious?
No, they don't
want to
hear it.
This is all they're going to ask you about. You think they're your friends who want to help you?
They don't want to help you.
They want to go to the most vulnerable point, which is you're a kook because you don't believe in vaccines.
That's not me talking.
I don't believe that.
Do
you believe I don't believe in vaccines?
Yes.
I believe you are more...
I just believe in science.
I understand, but
bullshit.
Show me the science.
Bobby, this is the let's not talk about again the science. That's the thing. That's the mistake they made. I believe in science too.
Let me just say this.
We have different.
Every medicine is required to do placebo-controlled trials. That's what science is. You give a group of people, a cohort of people, the medicine, and then you give the a similarly situated cohort of people the placebo.
Yeah, they did.
And then you look at health outcomes over a 4 or 5 year period.
I can't listen to this anymore. First of all, he is inarticulate. Second of all, he is spouting lies. And I don't believe anything these people say, especially him, because he's a known liar. In fact, let me share with you this. And again, there are some people who say anything that comes out of the corporate media is wrong just because it's the corporate media. I take everything with a grain of salt. I am not a fan of Jake Tapper's, in case you are wondering. Not at all. However, now watch me not be able to find this. Okay. Jake Tapper wrote a piece for CNN.com last week. The date was June 22nd. So sorry, 4 days ago. And the headline reads, let me make sure I've got some kind of picture up here. Hold on 1 second. It sounds like this. I could really use a producer, but okay. Jake Tapper writes this article and the headline reads, RFK Jr.'s reign of error, correcting the record about yet another false claim he just made. This is a man who says he believes in science, but then he spouts all these lies. He's very much like Donald Trump in that he makes shit up. So here's what Jake Tapper wrote. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a Democratic candidate for the presidency, went on the Jordan B. Peterson podcast on June 5th and told a wild and false story about me, Jake Tapper, from 2005 that I want to tell you about. RFK Jr. has made so many false and wild claims about any number of vital topics, most dangerously about childhood vaccines, per his own siblings, that my interaction with him 18 years ago is small potatoes. He told the story as, quote, evidence of TV news networks trying to censor the truth when it came to vaccines. In it, he mangles the facts and wildly misrepresents what actually happened. The truth about it is instructive because of how untethered he is to facts. Flashback to 2005. Kennedy was co-publishing a piece on Salon.com and Rolling Stone with the piece was to be published simultaneously on Rolling Stone and Salon.com with his spurious since disproven claims about autism and vaccines. And then in parentheses, he writes, after amending the story with 5 significant corrections, Salon.com ultimately took it down. Rolling Stone, too, removed the piece, but with less transparency. Moving on. As Seth Mnookin wrote for Scientific American in 2017, quote, Kennedy made his name in the anti-vaccine movement in 2005 when he published a story alleging a massive conspiracy regarding thimerosal, a mercury-based preservative that had been removed from all childhood vaccines except for some variations of the flu vaccine in 2001. In his piece, Kennedy completely ignored an Institute of Medicine immunization safety review on thimerosal published the previous year. Just ignored it. He's also ignored the 9 studies funded or conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that have taken place since 2003. I'm breaking in here with an aside. In there, if you could understand what he was saying, Kennedy was saying, I've got hundreds of studies. And yeah, by who? And what are the parameters on those studies? Sorry, Joe Schmo can do a study. I tested five people and they all got the vaccine and they all got sick. Okay, back to the article. Among the many, many errors, as CBS News reported, quote, Kennedy's Rolling Stone article originally said that the link between thimerosal and the epidemic of childhood neurological disorders is real, end quote. But since The Lancet, that's the medical journal, retracted the original piece of research that made that link, and since the British medical journal, The Lancet, then revealed that the study wasn't merely a mistake, but an outright fraud, the entire notion that vaccination and autism are somehow linked has been thoroughly debunked. Unless you want to listen to Michelle Bachmann, you know, because her friend said her daughter got autism after getting vaccinated, don't you know? I digress again. It isn't just theoretical, Jake Tapper writes. Read this about Samoa. The Los Angeles Times editorial board covered it as well. So did the Washington Post editorial board. So back to 2005, he writes. I was a reporter with ABC News, and Salon.com reached out to see if we were interested in doing a TV spot tied to the publication of the Kennedy Jr. piece. I interviewed him via phone with a TV crew in his office and prepared for a spot for World News Tonight with Peter Jennings. I miss Peter Jennings, but I digress. In Kennedy's bizarre retelling a few days ago, and he links to it, and I'll post this on the blog as well, and he writes, the relevant part starts at 27 minutes, 55 seconds into the interview with the link. He writes, I worked with him, quote, for 3 weeks doing this incredible documentary, in parentheses, no and no, about his Rolling Stone story. Please note, he makes zero mention of the article, having since been retracted and disappeared. And then, quote, the night before the piece was supposed to run, he called me up and said, the piece just got killed by corporate, end quote. Again, this is Jake Tapper writing. I didn't say that in any way, and the piece wasn't killed. Quote, now this is, again, Jake Tapper retelling what Bobby Kennedy Jr. said on this podcast about this interview with Jake Tapper back in 2005. Kennedy says that Tapper said, quote, all my career, I have never had a piece killed by corporate, and I'm so mad, he said, I said. And then in parentheses, he writes, I hadn't. I'd been at ABC News for 2 years. I had plenty of pieces killed. Not once did corporate play a role in killing any of them. He continues, RFK Jr. has been misrepresenting the content of this call for years. I told him we were holding the story for a day, one day. Now in his retelling, a 2-minute piece was a, quote, incredible documentary. A few days of work was 3 weeks. One remote interview was me working intensely with him. And a piece that got delayed one day so we could interview some actual experts is the piece that got killed. Are you hearing this? For the record, the piece aired June 22nd, 2005. In it, I reported that, quote, Kennedy alleges a government cover-up, arguing the Centers for Disease Control, in collusion with the pharmaceutical industry, suppressed data about the dangers of thimerosal, a preservative that had been removed from vaccines years before. Kennedy points to these minutes from a CDC meeting 5 years ago in which doctors expressed concern about a study that seemed to indicate a link between thimerosal and neurological problems. But the CDC argues that the study was unfinished at the time, and it subsequently concluded there was no link. We then had a soundbite from Dr. Tanya Popovich of CDC, who said, quote, the vast majority of the scientific data does not support association of thimerosal and vaccines with autism. I then noted that, quote, Kennedy also claims notes from the respected Institute of Medicine show that body was instructed by government doctors to find no link. The IOM, Institute of Medicine, however, says those notes were taken out of context. Members say any suggestion they were told to whitewash the truth is
bullshit.
Actually, it says nonsense, but I thought I'd pump it up a little bit. Cut to Dr. Steve Goodman from that IOM panel, quote, "We felt that our responsibility was to the parents and to the science and to give them the same kind of reassurance that I got from looking at this evidence when I was faced with exactly this decision for my own child. I reported that the medical community overwhelmingly disagrees with Kennedy, who is not a scientist and not a doctor. They point out that autism rates are not decreasing, even though thimerosal has been removed from most childhood vaccines as a precaution. So yeah," Jake Tapper wrote, "we did the fact checking for our piece that RFK Jr. didn't do himself. And he remains someone you cannot rely upon for facts, truth, or accuracy." And if that's not enough for you, I'll also post an article written by Naomi Klein for The Guardian, or she too corporate media for you too. And then The Atlantic has a new piece out today, which I haven't even had the chance to read, but I did read a synopsis of it. Bobby Kennedy Jr. has no business running for president. And the thing is, the QAnon nut jobs want him. But the other problem is some low information people who think they're Democrats say, "Oh, he's a Kennedy. He's a Kennedy. He could be good." No, he can't. Period. Okay. I'm going to play another song for you. We're going to come back, take care of some business. You know what? I'll do it the other way. Two things. You know what? We'll end with the song. I think I need to tell you about our newest sponsor. So our newest sponsor is Num Num. You know, I have a dog. Jackson is my dog. He's a boy, but he's a bit of a princess. And Jackson is a picky eater. In fact, I found a dry food for him that's called something like Picky No More or something like that. That is for dogs who are finicky eaters. So when Num Num said, you know, we want to advertise, I said, okay, well, let me try it because I don't do commercials for products unless I fully am on board and endorse them. So they sent a sample. My dog, who turns up his nose at everything, gobbled it. And the thing is, it's freshly made food. You can actually see the proteins in the vegetables. And depending on which recipe you choose, beef, chicken, pork, turkey, those are the four main ones. Then there's peas, carrots, kale, potatoes, sweet potatoes, spinach. I mean, you name it. It's good stuff. And there's science behind it, actual science. And it says your dog's health starts in the gut. A better diet means softer coats, more energy, better breath, and smaller poops, which is really important when you have to go out and pick them up, you know. So your dog can't tell you if they're healthy, but you can tell when their health improves. And that's what I'm hoping for now. We're seeing he's enjoying it. I got to order more and hope we see his health improve. So are you ready to make the switch to fresh? Order Num Num today. Just go to his special URL. You go to trynom.com/sentbynicole, all one word. That way I get credit for sending you there and you'll get 50% off your whole order. Rich is asking in the chat room how much. Go to the website, go to trynom.com/sentbynicole. And it'll tell you everything there, but you'll get 50% off your first order by going to that special website. So go there. They'll give you specific instructions on how to transition your dog from kibble to the always fresh Num Num. If you want, you can, which is what I'm doing, because it's not cheap. We're mixing it with his dry food and it lasts longer that way. There's all different ways you can do it, but watch your dog clean their dishes, dance for dinner, and overall thrive. And again, Num Num also comes with a money-back guarantee. If your dog's tail isn't wagging within 30 days, Num Num will refund your first order. No fillers, no nonsense, just Num Num. Again, it's trynum.com/sentbynicole. Okay? One more bit of business, and then I'm going to come back with the song I was going to play the other day. Unfortunately, I just... didn't do a show. So back in a moment with the latest from Randy Rainbow. I'm Nicole Sandler, and I've struggled with depression since adolescence. Now, I've seen my share of therapists over the years, though I hadn't lately. That's because it's gotten really difficult to find any good therapist locally, let alone one who you really connect with. So when I was presented with BetterHelp coming aboard as a sponsor of the show, I was thrilled. And since I'll only endorse products and services I believe in, I signed up to check them out. And BetterHelp makes it easy. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So you go to BetterHelp.com/Nicole Sandler. That way they know I sent you. And if you decide to try it out, they'll get 10% off your first month. You fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Nicole Sandler today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Nicole Sandler.
And welcome back. We're joined now by the twice indicted Republican frontrunner, fresh off his latest arrest, Donald Jessica Trump. Thanks so much for posting bail to be here.
Thank you.
Mr. Former Fake President Girl, hundreds of thousands of millions of classified documents were found at Mar-a-Lago in the bedroom, in the bathroom, in the closet where you store your wigs.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, what were you doing with all those boxes?
Ready?
Ugh, I'm bored.
There was nothing to declassify. These were newspaper stories, magazine
stories. Bullshit.
At one point, you apparently held up a highly sensitive military plan of attack document in front of a room full of randos.
There was no document. That was a massive amount of papers and everything else. And it may have been held up or may not, but that was not a document. I didn't have a document per se.
Well, sweetie, I don't mean to grab you by the per se, but according to the indictment, there is a recording of you saying, and I quote, "Look at me, I have classified documents. These are definitely not declassified. Look at me, I'm a big boy daddy, please love me."
I have every right to have those boxes. This is purely a Presidential Records Act.
This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit, banging on bars with a rusty tin cup. Thought he'd be cute and just take what he wanted, but looks like it's time to pay up.
You know, Clinton took documents. Clinton took tapes in his socks.
Damning indictments for federal crimes. Piling up on his desk. Yapping please about how Hillary handled her docs. And meanwhile, Donald's in the jar with boxes.
Not that I know of.
Donald's in the jar with boxes.
There was no document. It's a political witch hunt.
Down in Palm Beach at the home of this klepto, hidden there under his padded commode, just within reach of his diapers and Pepto, our national secrets and nuclear codes.
This is not a criminal thing. These are thugs.
Everybody sing.
This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit. Rock to the justice he tried to obstruct.
It's a political witch hunt.
Which, please.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think it was supposed to be screwed, but, you know, that's the genius of Randy Rainbow. How cool. That was just, that might be one of his best. Although, the Jesus Christ Superstar one was great as well. That was great. So we had two today, two really good ones, right? And I've got a couple more for you for tomorrow. Now, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., the Extreme Court will gather once again at the Extreme Court headquarters there in Washington, D.C., because, you know, tomorrow will be June 27th. Ostensibly, this term of the Supreme Court ends June 30th. Although last year they didn't get them all done by the end of June, and they rolled over into the beginning of July. Well, this time, we don't know. We just don't know. All we know is that tomorrow they will likely announce some more decisions. There are 10 left. Out of the 10 left, there are 6 really important ones. So we'll go through it. Lisa Graves, our esteemed legal expert here on the Nicole Sandler Show, will be here, I believe, Wednesday and Friday. And hopefully by Friday, we'll have it all. Or maybe not, hopefully. I don't know. But here are the ones that are still outstanding. One, student loan forgiveness. The case is Biden v. Nebraska and the Department of Education versus Brown. The justices are deciding whether the Biden administration has the authority to eliminate up to $10,000 of student debt for borrowers earning up to $125,000 a year, $250,000 for married couples. Borrowers who receive federal Pell Grants could get additional relief. So that's one, student loan forgiveness. Can the president forgive student loans on a massive scale? The second case we are still yet to hear their decision on is affirmative action in college admissions. Can colleges use race as a factor in admissions? And there's, again, two cases here. Students for Fair Admissions versus President and Fellows of Harvard College, and Students for Fair Admissions versus University of North Carolina. And in here, the Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled that colleges and universities may use race as a factor in building diverse student bodies. But the conservatives on the court, led by Clarence Thomas, have long questioned the legality of racial preferences, even though he got where he is through affirmative action. So there's that. Third one. I just did that one. Online messages and threats. This is one I'm really interested in because we have a stalker here at Progressive Voices who listens nonstop. The guy must sleep with headphones on. He listens intently to every show. And I know that because he remembers like one offhanded remark from 4 years ago that he keeps repeating and ascribing to me. Anyway, the question the justices are deciding here is, when does the First Amendment protect threatening speech? The case is Counterman versus Colorado. In this case, a singer-songwriter was terrorized by online messages from a man she never met. Justices are weighing whether to find the sender or speaker of such messages criminally liable. Prosecutors must prove that the person intended to threaten the recipient. I'll be watching that one very carefully. Pat. Next one, free speech and gay wedding websites. If anybody wants to know the identity of Pat, just ask. I'm happy to share. Does the First Amendment protect business owners who don't want to make wedding websites for same-sex couples? You would have thought they already dealt with that with the cake thing, but I guess not. This is another Denver-based website designer named Lori Smith. She says her religious belief is that marriage is only between a woman and a man and that she should not have to create speech that conflicts with that belief. The state of Colorado requires businesses to offer the same services to everyone, regardless of sexual orientation. Go figure. This case is Creative LLC versus Elanis, E-L-A-N-I-S. And the next one, the last one, I mean, there are 10. I think I'm giving you 6 here. This is the last one that we're, you know, waiting for. time off for the Sabbath. How must employers accommodate religious workers who ask for time off to observe the Sabbath? See, the Republicans are in a quandary here because they're all about, you know, state religion. But what if it's not their Christian religion? Or what if it's going to cost their job creators money? Because you got to give these people a day off. Go figure. Huh? So here's the story. A former part-time mail carrier who is an evangelical Christian, so he's one of them, sued the U.S. Postal Service over having to work on Sundays to deliver Amazon packages. Ooh, that's a tough one. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act says employers must reasonably... that's my stalker. I'm not going to take his call. Must reasonably accommodate their employees' religion. See, I told you, he listens nonstop. This guy can't help himself. He hates us all, but he listens intently every day to every show. It's the dictionary. And then he emails us these nasty things. I will wait and see what the Supreme Court says and then go to the police. Anyway, back to Groff versus DeJoy. The act says employers must reasonably accommodate their employees' religious observances as long as doing so does not impose an undue hardship on the business. The money thing. Or an employee's coworkers. Justices are deciding what that standard should be. Whatever shall they do? Do you trust the Supreme Court? I don't. They have the lowest approval rating in history. The Supreme Court. The extreme court. So tomorrow, we'll likely get at least one of those. As to whether or not Laffy will be here, I don't know. She's been dealing with some health issues, stomach issues. So, you know, if she feels okay, she'll be here. If not, I don't know. Maybe it'll be just us again. We'll figure it out. You know what? I might be able to leave you with one more song and just go out with a bit of humor because we can. So let me see if I can get this one up, so to speak. All right. So one more, because, you know, I've been off for a while. Lauren Mayer. Then this is an original. So I'll let Lauren play us out, as it were. And I'll see you tomorrow. 10 a.m. is when we tune in for the festivities. Go to SCOTUSblog.com. They have a really good live feed. All right. Okay. Take it away, Lauren. I'll see you tomorrow. And by the way, this will air at 7 o'clock tonight on Progressive Voices because we're having a piece of equipment broke. So for 2 weeks, or at least, this show will be heard at 7 p.m. Eastern on Progressive Voices. David Pakman and I are switching places. Okay? All right. See you tomorrow.
The Democrats are hatching a sinister plot to make the country turn to a new way of thought. Compassion and tolerance trying to inspire us with their woke mind virus. Sharing facts and data and boosting awareness of discrimination and systemic unfairness till we need all those bleeding heart liberals to admire us for spreading woke mind virus. It'll shake you up and wake you up and open your mind. You'll surge with an urge to be generous and kind. When you least expect it, you could be infected by rainbows and pronouns and love. Oh my! Conservatives hate wokeness, so they malign it. But put them on the spot and they can't really define it. Except it's something scary, their wary will hardwire us with evil woke mind virus. It's amazing what nonsense these idiots fetch up, like boycotting beer and fearing woke ketchup. And one thing that never occurs to those sheep is that the opposite of woke is asleep. Plus, it turns out preaching hate is a losing campaign, especially when all you do is whine and complain. And more Americans are actually desirous to catch woke mind virus. Our vegan overlords require us to give everybody woke mind virus. We're stoking woke mind virus.
Lauren Mayer. Oops.
Yeah, it's Lauren with a very quick reminder that these videos don't produce themselves, but you can help me by joining my Patreon, where for as little as $2 a month, you can help me continue to make videos that help you laugh and visit, but otherwise make you cry. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Lauren. And I left out one important thing, the redistricting case. I think I forgot to mention that. That is also to still to be decided. All right. Mañana, amigos. Adios.